兄姐妹早晨平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主能够在2011年最后一个主日和弟兄姐妹一同来敬拜我们的主。
And praise Lord, I'll be the last Sunday of this year, and we worship Lord with you.
实在盼望早晨这首诗歌也成为我们心中的祷告和心愿。
And then I hope this hymn to be our prayer and our heart desire.
实在是一次一次主自己将他的荣美向我们显现。
And the Lord show His glory to us and once and more.
他的荣美吸引我们。
His glory and cause us to come draw us near to Him.
让我们从心里头有这样的一个祷告，这样一个呼求，说主，我们也愿意像你。
So may this to be our deep prayers, and Lord, we would like to be like You.
早晨和弟兄姐妹一同要来交通一个关于天国的题目。
And then this morning, I would like to have fellowship with you. It's the kingdom of heaven.
就讲到天国的性格。
It's talking about the characters of the heaven.
刚刚弟兄已经告诉我们，当主在地上33年的时间。
And our brother just told us, and in the life of his 33 years.
从主身上所显出来的荣美，之所以吸引我们。
The glory that from our Lord and then draw us near.
不仅是因着他里面的生命是荣美的
，Not only because the glory within him，
而从他身上所显出来的性格来吸引我们
，But also his characters and then captivate us。
所以早晨就愿意一同的来思想关于天国性格这个题目。
And I would like to share with you about the characters of kingdom of heaven。
简单的说，这天国的性格，也就是我们主耶稣基督他生命的性格。
Simply speaking, the characters of the kingdom of heaven is the character of the Lord。
我们先读几处的经文。
Let's read some scriptures。
请打开圣经，翻到马太福音。
Book of Matthew。
马太福音第五章。
5。
这可能是弟兄姐妹都相当熟的一段经文。
I think we all miss these verses.
马太福音第五章，我们从第一节读到第十二节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 12.
这是一般我们称为八福的一段经文。
This is what we call the Beatitudes.
好，我先读完，再请姐妹给我们翻译。马太福音第五章第一节，耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足，连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子，为义受逼迫的人福了，因为天国是他们的，人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. And he said, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn,For they will be comforted. Okay. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.Blessed are peacemakers, for they will be called of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kind of evil against you. Because of me, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
好，我们在第五章最后一节。
The last verse of chapter 5.
这里是继续 主耶稣的话，主说，所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
This is the word from the Lord. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
我们再读一处经文，在彼得后书。
Another scripture is from 2 Peter.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
我们先读 第三节和第四节
Verse 3 and 4
彼得后书第一章第三节，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through this will be given His very great and precious promises, so that through them you will participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
第十节、十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
所以弟兄们应当更殷勤使你们所蒙的恩召和坚定不移，你们若行这几样就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Therefore my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things you will never fallAnd you will receive a rich welcome into the eternity kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们再一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，你是那位使死人复活的神。
You are the God who can resurrect the dead.
主，你成就我们脱离那极大的死亡。
And then you deliver us from the great death.
主，你今天仍然拯救我们。
You still save us today.
主，我们指望你们将来还要救我们。
And then we know you will save us to the end.
主，你要拯救我们到完全的地步。
You want us to be perfect.
让我们能够完全的像你。
So we will be more like, we will be completely like you.
主，你实在是向我们行了何等的大事。
And then what a great thing you have done.
主，愿你在我们身上的恩召，啊，真是能够早一日的成就。
And may your calling on us will be accomplished.
主，叫一切的颂赞荣耀都归给你。
We give you all glory and praise.
主，我们早晨在仰望你，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵多多的赏给我们。
We look upon you and the Lord send us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
带领我们能够进入你话语的真理。
And take us into the truth of your word.
叫我们也能够认识你在圣徒中所要得的基业有。何等丰盛的荣耀。
And that has led us to see the glorious inheritance that you will receive from the saints.
听我们祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
最近几次和弟兄姐妹交通到关于天国的事情。
There several times I was fellowship with you about the matters of the kingdom of heaven.
我们知道这是神的心意，地上得着一般人。
We know this is a God's heart's desire to receive a group of people.
主在地上来训练他们。
Lord will come to train them.
使他们也制作他们。
And to mold them.
使他们能够成为神在地上他权柄的彰显和代表。
And those group of people will become the manifestation of his, and to be the representative of his manifestation of his power.
并且主要借着这一班人来带进他永远的国度。
And then Lord will take those two people to the eternal kingdom.
我们知道这一班人就称为天国的子民。
We know this group of people is called the children.The people of the heaven of kingdom.
每一个蒙神所恩召的人，我们都应当是天国的子民。
We are all the citizens of the kingdom of heaven who's called by God.
所以我们看见当主耶稣第一次来到地上的时候。
When we see when our Lord first came to the earth,
我们所传的福音就是天国的福音。
The gospel Lord shared is full of kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音第四章，主耶稣说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
In Matthew chapter 4, Lord says, "Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is in hand."
到了马太福音最末了一章，主耶稣从死里复活之后。
At the end of the chapter of Matthew, and after Lord resurrected,
主耶稣给门徒们的一个命令，也是我们一般人称之为大使命。
And the Lord has a commandment to his disciples. We call this the great mission.
其中这个命令，这个使命的核心，也就是天国的福音。
And the key point of this mission is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
因为主说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Because Lord commanded us to go make all nations become my disciples.
所以我们看见在主的心意里头，乃是神他永远的心意。
And that we know that in our Lord's heart is the will of God.
因为神乃是要得着他的国度。
Because we'll receive his kingdom.
并且他建立他的国度在地。
And he will build up his kingdom on earth.
直到当主耶稣第二次要回来的时候。
We know when his second coming of the Lord.
我们知道世上的国要成为我主和主耶稣基督的国。
We know the kingdom on the earth will become the kingdom of our Lord.
他要做王直到永远。
And he will become the king and until forevermore.
所以今天主要在地上建立天国。的目的就是要带进那荣耀的国度。
And the purpose that Lord will build up the kingdom of heaven on earth because he will bring us into the kingdom.
我们感谢主，昨天在许多地方，至少在 Dumbo 和 West Office 都有福音聚会。
We praise the Lord at least at Dumbo and the West Office we have gospel meeting yesterday.
我们也看见有福音朋友们对于主的福音有反应。
And we see some gospel friends, they responded to the gospel.
他们愿意决志接受主耶稣。
They would decide to receive Lord.
我们知道主耶稣的福音不仅是叫人因着悔改，因着借着信主耶稣能够蒙恩得救。
We know the gospel of the Lord not only to save sinners.
不仅借罪得着赦免。
And not only sins be forgiven.
不仅因着信耶稣得着永生
，not only receive eternal life because believe it in him，
乃是要来做主耶稣的门徒
，but become the disciple of the Lord，
来跟从主
，and then to follow him，
来让主在我们身上来做王掌权
，and then may he reign in us。
我们也应该知道
，we should know，
天国不是在地上
，the heaven of king，
对不起。天国不是在天上。
The kingdom of heaven is not in heaven.
所以我们常常需要复习。
So we need to review.
一不小心我们就忘记了天国乃是在地上。
We're about to forget because actually the kingdom of heaven is on earth.
天国也不是将来的事情。
The kingdom of heaven is not for future.
天国乃是现在。
But it's now.
因为主耶稣说，从施洗约翰到如今，天国是努力进去的。
Because Lord says from John the Baptist till now.The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
努力的人就得着了。
The violent take it by force.
我们姐妹用就说的比较准确，关于努力这个意思。
In English, it's more accurate. It's take it by force.
努力的原文意思呢，就是施暴力。
And in original verses, it's called violence.
不是对别人施暴力。
It is not violence to others,
乃是对我们自己施暴力
but to our
不是要苦待我们来虐待我们这个肉身
It is not to ill-treat our flesh.
所以对自己施暴力乃是指着我们要舍弃自己天然的思想、情感和意志
To violate to ourselves it means we have to give up our own wills and thoughts and souls.
这就是让我们看见要舍己背起十字架
This is to deny ourselves and take the cross.
主说这样的人才能够来进天国得着天国。
Lord says such people can enter the kingdom of heaven.
那么得着天国是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to receive the kingdom of heaven?
得着天国一方面乃是让神的权柄在我们身上能够通行。
And hand is Lord's authority will be carried on through it.
另一方面就是让神的生命在我们身上成为我们的性格。
And on the other hand is may the life of the Lord become the characters of us.
从我们身上能够彰显出这天国的性格来。
It will be manifest the kingdom of heaven through us.
既然神在我们身上，他所要得着的乃是那天国的性格，也就是我们主耶稣基督的性格。
Since the Lord wants us to gain the characters of the kingdom of heaven, which is the characters of the Lord.
那天国的性格是指着什么呢
？And what is the characters of the kingdom of heaven?
在这里，马太福音第五章所谓登山这个。八福里头呢，来让我们看见，这就是主耶稣基督的性格。
And in this beatitudes, it show us the characters of the Lord.
也就是神在我们身上所要得着的天国的性格。
This is what Lord wants us to gain the characters of the kingdom of heaven.
这边说到虚心的人有福了。
It's talking about blessed are those poor in spirit.
哀痛的人有福。
Blessed are those who mourn.
温柔的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are meek.
渴慕义的人有福了。
Blessed are who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
连续人的人有福了。
Blessed are the merciful.
清心的人有福了。
Blessed are those pure in heart.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
当然，最后这两个是同一类，就是讲到为义受逼迫。还有为主受逼迫的人有福了。
And then the last two are similar because blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness and for the sake of the Lord.
所以这里八个有福呢，让我们看见天国八种性格。
And this eight beatitudes is talking about the eight characters of the kingdom of heaven.
我们知道马太福音五六七章，我们一般称之为登山宝训。
We know Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7 is called the Sermon on the Mount.
因为这是主耶稣在山上对门徒们的教训。
This is the teaching that the Lord gave it to the disciples on the mountain.
从经文前后文，我们能够看见当日有许多的人来跟着耶稣。
And through the verses, we know they are out follow the Lord.
他们跟着耶稣呢，然后呢，主耶稣呢就上了山。
When Lord see the crowds and retreated to the mountain.
当他坐下呢。门徒们来到他的面前。
And when he sat down, it was disciples came before him.
所以主耶稣就开口来教训他们。
And so Lord opened his mouth and started to teach them.
因为这一段的教训只有对主的门徒是有意义的。
This is only meaningful for the disciples of the Lord.
所以登山宝训很容易让我们能够让我们会联想到在旧约摩西的律法。
This beatitudes and that is to think of the laws in the Old Testament.
因为这摩西的律法呢，也是神从前在山上借着摩西所赐给他百姓的。
The laws of the Moses, it was God gave it to Moses on the mountain.
就是成为一个旧约的律法。
That's the law of the Old Testament.
然后呢，现在呢，到了新约，神的儿子主耶稣来到地上。
And then at the New Testament time, and the Son of God came to earth.
主耶稣呢也上了山。
Lord went up to the mountain.
然后我们就这就成为主耶稣在山上呢，就将新约的律法来赐给了他的门徒。
We think this is the law that the Lord gave to his disciples.
所以我们基督徒很容易就把这一段的教训呢，就当作是我们基督徒生活的法则。
As Christians, we are easily to think this is our standard for our daily life.
旧约有摩西的律法。
In the Old Testament, they have the law of Moses.
那么新约呢，我们有主耶稣的律法。
And then in New Testament, we have the laws of the Lord.
那我们基督徒蒙恩以后呢，这就是我们生活的法则。
And then this will be our guidance as a Christian.
其实不难，完全不是如此。
Actually, it's not this way.
我们看见从前以色列人，当神借着摩西把律法赐给他们。
We see before the Israelites received the laws from Moses.
他们靠着自己的努力，他们在那里大声地说：“凡你所吩咐的，我们都要遵守。”
By their own effort, they shout out to Moses, to Moses and says, "What you commanded us, we will make effort to obey."
结果如何？
What is the result?
我们看见一个人，他们几千年的历史。
Through the thousands of histories of Israelites.
我们看见他们在神的律法面前完全的失败。
We saw they totally fail before the law of the Lord.
同样的，今天我们是新约的圣徒。
Same to us as saints today.
如果我们曾经试着想要来遵守这一段的圣经
if we had ever tried to obey this, this teaching
我想在我们当中蒙恩比较久的弟兄姐妹你们都有这样的经历
and I think for the brothers and sisters who were saved long you had experience
如果你们想要试着靠着自己的努力呢来遵守主耶稣这一段的教训
If you try to obey the teaching that Lord gave it to us and by your own strength,
我想你们应该有共同的一个结论
I think you will have a common result.
就是我们做不到
And then we cannot do it.
我们越努力
the more we try to, with the more effort we make,
我们越遭遇失败。我们越努力
the more we try,
我们遭遇越更多的挫折。
And the more mistakes we made.
我就举一个很小的例子。
I'll take a small example.
刚刚唱的诗歌啊，我们知道主耶稣他有一个性格呢，是温柔。
And then we see the hymn we just sung, and the Lord has a character which is gentleness.
我们知道主耶稣的性格呢，他里面有这个忍耐。
We know and in his character, he has the endurance.
所以我们蒙恩得救以后，我们就知道基督徒啊，至少有一点要不一样。
After we were saved, we know at least there is one thing that Christians has to be different than others.
就是啊，我们不应该随便的发脾气。
That we should not throw a fit easily.
所以呢，我们信主以后呢，我们就努力的来学习不要发脾气。
So we try hard to learn not to throw a fit.
就我们去上班的地方。
When we go to work,
我们面对我们的老板同事
and then through, we face to our boss and then our colleagues.
我发现我们上班的地方里面，你们都有这样的感觉啊，在我们上班环境里面啊，总是有老板或同事呢，是我们叫我们不喜欢的。
And then if you work, you know there must be someone you don't like.
但是呢，我们到工作环境当中呢，我们要学习的忍耐。
But at work, we have to learn the.
我们呢就。保持一个很好的形象，不发脾气。
And then we try to hold our anger, and then we do not lose our temper.
无论老板同事怎么对待我们
，No matter how do they treat you,
在他们面前啊，我们都不发脾气。
We do not lose our temper before them.
那周末呢，来到聚会当中。
At weekend, we come to the gathering.
跟弟兄姐妹在一起，还有福音朋友们。
We're among in the midst of brothers and sisters and gospel friends.
那就更不能发脾气了。
Of course, we cannot lose our temper.
我们常常觉得神啊，实在是太有智慧，也太幽默。
And then we think God is so wise and humorous.
主总是会把一些人啊放在我们周围啊。
And he always puts something some people around us.
实在是叫我们啊应该发脾气的。
And then and then make us should lose our temper.
但是呢，我们觉得我们要学主耶稣的温柔和忍耐。
But we think we should learn from his gentleness and endurance.
所以我们也不能随便发脾气。
And then so we should not be.
我们还表现出很温柔。
And then we try to be a gentleness, tender.
这一周好多的时间啊，都是不能发脾气的。
And in the whole week, there's many times we cannot lose our temper.
结果呢，一回到家里头。
As a result, after you go home.
哎呀，里头啊，堆积了好多好多的怒气，是不是
？You accumulated many angers.
好多的脾气都没发出来。
And because you should let it release.
就在家里头啊，与配偶之间啊，能够因着一点点的芝麻蒜皮小事。
For a tiny minor things.
我们就把里面堆积的一些的脾气没发出来的呢，全部都发出来。
We pour all our anger we will accumulate it to our family.
所以在好多好多人面前啊，我们都是很温柔，很有忍耐。
Before many people, we seems to be a very gentle and an endurance.
但是呢，只有在自己配偶面前啊，哎呀，我们发脾气。
We only lose our temper before our spouse.
我们还发脾气在孩子身上。
And then to our children.
发了这个脾气呢，我们还觉得自己很。
And then after we lose our, we think this is reasonable.
我们觉得自己很好。
We think we're pretty good.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们跟公司同事、老板相处都没有问题。
I'm dealing good with my coworkers.
我们跟教会里头，在教会里头跟弟兄姐妹相处也没有问题。
I am dealing good with brothers and sisters at church.
就回到家里才发脾气。
And I'm only lose my temper at home.
就是我们的配偶有问题。
And that's my spouse has the problem.
所以呢，只有我跟他呢，会发生争吵。
So that's why I only argue with the spouse.
弟兄姐妹，这并不是生命所显出来的温柔。
This is not the gentleness and through our life.
这不是主耶稣生命的温柔。
This is not the gentleness of the life of the Lord.
这也不是主耶稣生命里面的那个忍耐。
This is not the endurance of the life of the Lord.
这不过是一个表现。
This is our own expression.
这还是出于我们天然生命。
This is from our nature.
出于我们努力就是了。
And it's from our efforts.
你们有说这些事情，不是在说别人。
Talking about somebody else.
因为我自己曾经就是这样的一个人。
Because I was like this.
我相信我们许多 人都有这样的情形。
I believe many of us have the same situation.
那今天这不是神拯救我们的心意。
That is not the heart desire that the Lord saved
us. 神不是要我们做一个在那里表演的基督徒。
And Lord doesn't want us to be a Christian who's just to perform things.
这是为什么主耶稣要为替我们死在十字架上。
That's why he died on the cross for us.
因为他死了，埋葬了。
Because he died and then buried.
因为他从死里复活了。
And then he rose from death.
他今天能够将他自己的生命能够赐给你我。
So that he can give his life to you and to me.
他为什么把这样宝贵的生命赐给你我呢？
And why he give his precious life to you and to me?
为什么把这样的宝贝放在我们这些瓦器的里面呢？
And then why this precious those treasure into the jars of clay?
他有一个非常荣耀的心意。
Because he has a glorious heart desire.
就是盼望他自己这样的一个生命。
He hoped that the life of himself
能够在我们里面建成为我们的性格
will form character in us
叫我们这个人能够被改变
so that we will be changed
我们不再活在那天然的自我的生命里头
so that we no longer live in our natural flesh
我们乃是让主的生命从我们身上能够活出来
but to live the life that he has
但是这个活出来必须是经过这性格建立的过程。
And but to live out his life, there is a process of to build up his character.
所以我们看见，我们必须要有主的生命，我们才能够在这里能够来遵守主的这些教训。
So that we see we must have the life of the Lord, then we can obey his teachings.
但是我们弟兄姐妹可能就要问一个问题。
So may you ask a question.
我们已经蒙恩得救了。
We are already saved.
我们已经是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们也相信我们在我们里头有神的生命。
And we believe that we have life of God in us.
可是为什么我们还是做不来，没有办法遵守主耶稣在这里所教训门徒的
？But why we still not follow the teaching?
这主要原因就是在我们蒙恩的基督徒身上，在我们里面有两个不同的生命。
Because there are two different kind of life in us.
我刚刚已经说过，一个乃是因为我们信主耶稣之后，神把他的生命赐给了我们。
I just mentioned one life is after we were saved, he gave his life to us.
另一个生命就是我们天然老亚当的生命。
The other one is our natural Adam's life.
如果我们顺着神的生命。我们活在神的生命里头。
If we follow the life of the Lord and live in His life,
渐渐的，这些天国性格呢，就会成型在我们身上。
And then gradually, the characters of the kingdom of heaven will be formed in us.
主生命里头的忍耐、温柔、良善，就成型在我们身上。
The gentleness, endurance, and goodness of the Lord, it will be formed in us.
反过来说，如果我们顺着我们天然肉体的生命。
On the other hand, if we follow our natural flesh,
如果我们常常活在这老亚当的生命里头
if we often live in the old Adam's life,
这些属肉体血气的性格呢，也会成型在我们身上。
The characters of flesh, it will flesh too.
所以我们看见一个蒙神恩典重生得救的基督徒
then we see as a Christian who were saved by grace,
他是不是得救了
is he truly saved?
他真是得救了
he's truly saved.
他有没有神的生命
is he has the life of God?
我们相信他里头也有神的生命
we believe that there is a life of God in him.
但是为什么他的行事为人呢好像是没有得救的人一样呢
but why his deeds like he's not saved?
但是因为他是 随从这个天然肉体的生命在那里生活
It is because he lives with the natural flesh.
想发脾气就发脾气。
And he just wants to lose temper easily.
想要说什么话就说什么话。
He just wants to say whatever he wants.
想要做什么事就随着自己的私欲做什么事。
He do whatever his own will.
就你发现经过一段年日。
And then we found after certain years.
在这样一个蒙恩得救的人身上他仍然显出来的乃是那样血气肉体的性格
there's still characters flesh and then through the certain people
所以这里我们看见性格乃是从生命的一个彰显
we know the characters is the manifestation of the life within
而生命的性格呢是需要经过培养和建立的
the character of life needs to be trained and be formed
这可能是一段漫长的过程
this will be a process to take long
但是我们如果不愿意顺服的话
if we are not willing to obey
我们只会让这个天国性格建立的过程更加的延长
then we will delay this process to build up the character of kingdom of heaven
所以我们说到在马太福音五六七三章 啊，所一般称为登山宝训。
So the Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7, it's called the Sermon on the Mount.
这里第五章乃是主耶稣让我们看见，来认识这天国的性格。
And then the chapter 5 is talking about the characters of kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音第六章，主耶稣则是告诉我们这天国的性格的建立是如何建立的。
Chapter 6 is tells us how to form the characters in us.
到马太福音第七章，登山宝训的最末一段，主耶稣让我们看见在建天国性格过程当中，我们应该有的态度，我们的责任。
In chapter 7, it's talking about our attitude or our responsibilities during the process to build up the characters.
因为时间的关系，早晨我们只能一同的来看马太福音这第五章。
Because time is limited, let us just focus on chapter 5 today.
来认识天国的性格。
And let us to know the characters of kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音第五章第三节，主耶稣说：“虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
In verse 3, it says, "Blessed the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
这里讲到虚心的人。
Blessed the poor in spirit.
这是天国性格里头头一个，也是最重要的。
This is the first but most important character.
这中文讲虚心，它原文的意思呢，就讲到邻里贫穷的意思。
And then this is the Chinese is to be modest. Actually, is the poor in spirit.
我们姐妹的英文呢，就比较符合原来原文的意思，就是邻里贫穷。
The poor in spirit.
邻里贫穷是什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
简单的说，邻里贫穷就是谦卑。
Simply speaking, it is to humbleness.
我们知道。谦卑这个性格在我们身上，在我们天然人身上是没有的。
We know humbleness is not showing our natural life.
我们中国人啊，有谦虚。
In Chinese, we have the modest.
这谦虚啊，我觉得，我们老祖宗啊说的很有智慧。
And our ancestors say it seems to be wisely.
这谦虚啊，那是虚假的。
Actually, to be modest actually is false.
不是真实的。
It's not true.
所以我相信我们中国老祖宗有这个认识。
I think our ancestors knew this.
这是表现在外面的。
It is outwardly show.
因为在我们生命里头是没有的。
Because in our life we don't have it.
我们天然生命里头是没有谦卑这个性格。
In our natural life we don't have poor in spirit.
谦卑这个性格只有在我们主耶稣基督的生命里头才有。
The character of poor in spirit only in our Lord.
因为我们看见我们的主他原与神同等。
We know our Lord is equal with God.
神一切的丰富都是我们主耶稣基督里面他都有。
And he has all the riches.
父与子原为一
and the father and the son are in one.
父所有的都是子的。
What the father has, it all belongs to the son.
那我们父神有多少
What the father has.
我们看见他乃是创造宇宙万有的主宰。
And we know he's the creator of all the universe.
我们的父是何等的富足。
And then how rich he, our father is.
同样的，我们的主耶稣他也是那样的富足。
So does how rich our Lord.
万有都是借着他造的，也是为他造的。
That all things are created by him and through him and for him.
然而在腓立比书第二章，让我们看见他却甘心的虚己。
In Chapter 2 Philippians and he's willing to empty himself.
他 empty, 他虚己就是他倒自己。
He emptied himself.
不是因为来就没有。
Not because he didn't have it in the first time.
我们身在最终的人，我们其实本来是什么都没有的。
And we have nothing because we were sinners.
但是我们没有，我们常常还觉得自己有很多。
We have nothing but we think we have many.
但是我们的主，他却甘心的把自己的富足完全的倒空。
But our Lord, He's willing to empty everything He has.
他甘心拣选成为一个贫穷卑微的人。
He's willing to to choose to be poor and low.
姐妹，我们主耶稣基督的谦卑，乃是他自己的所拣选的。
And he choose to be poor, to be humble.
所以我们看见他拣选降生在马槽里。
So he chose to be born in manger.
我不知道当伯弟兄姐妹啊，昨天福音聚会有没有提到这件事情
？I don't know if you mentioned about this last night.
在新南区啊，传福音的弟兄他提到这件事。
At West Office, and we mentioned this.
那我们看见的马槽是一个记。
And then we see the manger is a symbol.
就是我们的主， 他拣选降卑。
And then he chose to be humble and to be low.
他拣选成为一个最卑微的人。
He chose to be a lowest.
神成人已经是很降卑。
God become man is already the lowest.
但是我们的主却拣选生在马槽里。
But our Lord, he had chose to be born in a manger.
他生长在木匠的家中。
He was grow up in a carpenter.
他的一生连枕头的地方都没有。
He has no resting place for him in his entire life.
就连他死的时候。
Even when he died.
他的坟墓还是别人的。
The tomb is somebody else.
你们这是我们主耶稣他拣选成为一个卑微的人。
This is our Lord. He had choose to be a poor.
所以我们看见主的生命是邻里贫穷。
We know the life of the Lord is the poor in spirit.
这里不是因为环境的关系。
The poor in the spirit, not because of the circumstances.
邻里贫穷不是因为人逼迫我们的关系。
It's not because other people force us to be poor.
乃是他从心里头他甘心的愿意成为一个卑微的人。
But he's willingly to choose to be so.
这是一个性格。
This is a character.
这个性格也是主要制作在我们身上。
This is the character that he will build in us.
邻里贫穷还有另外一个意思。
There is another meaning, to be poor in spirit.
就是不依靠世上任何的人事物。
That we are not rely on anything or man.
也不依靠自己的聪明和才智。
We will not depend on our own knowledge and experience of our own.
乃是单单的依靠神。
But only rely on the Lord.
并且单单的以神作为满足。
And then but the God is our only satisfaction.
所以如果大家记得主耶稣曾经说，人若不变成孩子的样子，就不能进天国。
Lord used to say, if you are not turned to like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
那孩子的意思是什么意思呢？
What is to be like a child?
我们第一印象就，哎呀，因为孩子天真活泼又可爱。
We will see they're lovely and cute.
我相信主的意思乃是特别说到孩子，他们是。有这个倚靠的性格。
Because I think Lord it means because children they are rely on their parents.
我们看见那小小孩子，他什么事情都倚靠自己的父母亲。
We know the babies they rely on everything they rely on their parents.
父母亲是他们单单所倚靠的。
Their parents is their only dependence.
所以我们看见邻里贫穷，另一个意思来让我们看见我们单单以神作为我们的倚靠。
The poor and the spirit has another meaning. That means the Lord is our only dependence.
所以主说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So Lord says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
这是天国第一个必要的性格。
This is the first but most important character of kingdom heaven.
也是我们一生当中一直要来培养建立的性格。
This is we should build and form in our whole life.
上礼拜我们和一同交通到撒母耳记下最后一章，在复习总结撒母耳记上。
Last week, we will review the first and second Samuel.
我们看见那里记载了大卫，他最后他生命已经几乎达到高峰了，但是他最后呢，还犯了一个错。
And then we know about David on the most successful moment, he sinned greatly.
好，考考大家。
I'll test you.
撒母耳记下记载大卫所犯的最后一个罪是什么？
What is the last sin that David sinned against the Lord?
数点他的军队的人数。
And then he counted his army.
他数点人数呢，为着因着什么原因呢？就是因着里面的骄傲。
Why did he count the number? Because the pride in him.
所以我们看见大卫一生经过神那样子许多的制作。
We know so many trainings of God.
他身上有许多美好的性格。
He had many good characters.
但是我们看，即使到他属灵生命最高峰的时候
，Even at the most successful in spiritually in his life，
你发现他在这个谦卑的性格上面。他还软弱了。
And he's weak in the humbleness.
随着邻里贫穷的性格，实在是神在我们身上一生所要制作的。
And the character of to be poor in spirit is the whole process in our life.
非常重要，非常重要的一个性格。
This is a very important character.
好，第二，耶稣讲到的性格，讲到天国的性格，第二个讲到哀痛的 哀痛的人。
The second one is for those who mourn.
这哀痛的性格呢，不是单单为着我们自己犯罪、软弱、失败而哀痛。
This is not mourn for our weakness when we sin.
他也更是为着今天这世界和环境的局势，他有一个哀痛的感觉。
But has a mourning feeling towards the world and then our circumstances.
这哀痛的性格呢，让我们看见今天这个四周围充满了许多还有黑暗的事情。
And the character of mourning led us to notice there are so many unfairness things around us.
这个天国的性格，当我们看见在世界当中魔鬼被许多的人所敬拜。
And then led us to see and many people worship Satan.
而主耶稣呢，反倒被人所弃绝。
But people denied and rejected our Lord.
我们的主不受人尊重。
Our Lord is being rejected.
不仅世上不信的人不尊重主耶稣。
Not only the unbelievers reject him.
就连在教会当中属神属主的人，是主所花重价买赎回来的人，也不敬重我们的主。
Even the people who were saved, we do not honor him.
也盼望今天啊，主能够这样来光照我们。
May Lord enlighten with us.
因为今天我们实在是活在一个世代，就像在启示录第三章那边所说的老底家教会的光景。
Because whole world is like the Revelation 3, it's called Laodicea's.
我们看见老会他们是主所买赎回来的。
And then Lord bought them.
但是老底家教会以为自己是富足的。
But the Laodiceans, they thought they are rich.
他们以为自己什么都有。
They think they have everything.
结果我们看见教会的主反倒被关在教会的门外。
But you see, the Lord of the church was shut out the door.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天必须要有这样的一个看见和感觉。
We must have the seeing and the feel about this.
我们实在是必须要让主耶稣在教会中来做主。
We need Lord to be the Lord at His church.
我们需要让主在每一个神儿女们身上来做主。
And then we may Him be the Lord on us.
我们必须要让主得着他所当得的地位和权柄。
We will let Him to reign us.
所以当我们看见主耶稣被许多的教会，许多他所买赎回的教会关在门外。
We see Lord was shut by His churches.
主在许多教会当中，主并不能得着他的权地位。
Lord will now receive the honor at His church.
我们属神的人应该有这样一个哀痛的性格和感觉在我们里头。
For people who were saved, we said we need to have such feeling to be mourned.
因为这个哀痛，以至于我们向神有一个深切的祷告和呼求。
For the mourning, we need to have a deeply prayer.
就像在旧约里头，我们看见当以色列百姓远离神。
At the Old Testament, we see when the Israelites they departed from God.
我们看见许多的先知在神面前有那深切的呼求和祷告。
We know many prophets they cry out to the Lord.
其中先知耶利米就被称为流泪的先知。
Like a prophet Jeremiah, he was called the weeping prophet.
他为着神的百姓在神面前属灵的光景流泪。
For God's people, and he cried and wept for the people.
他在那里哀痛。
And then he mourned.
今天我们也同样应当为着主的教会赎紧，在主面前有这样一个哀痛和深切的祷告。
We should mourn and have a deeply prayer for our church.
所以这哀痛也是天国人应该有的性格。
And then mourn is the character of the kingdom of heaven.
接下来主说，温柔的人有福了。
And then Lord says, "Blessed are the meek."
这温柔的人呢，就对自己没有所求。
And then those gentle people, they desire nothing for themselves.
他对别人也没有要求。
They have no requirement to others.
他单单顺服，满足于神的心意。
But only obey and then may the will of God be satisfied.
还有神在一切环境中的安排。
And then obey all the arrangements.
他相信神赐的苦楚和难处也是神的爱。
He believes that even the sufferings is the love of God.
他相信所有的安排都有神的美意。
He believes that everything is work for good.
他知道神向我们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾的意念。
We know that the will of God to us is blessing, but not disaster.
这性格叫一个人他不为自己争，也不坚持自己的主张。
The character of gentleness, these people will not fight for themselves.
他不为自己辩白。
And he will not find excuse for himself.
他甘愿舍己背起十字架。
But willing to deny himself and take the cross.
我们看见这样的人在神面前是一个柔软的。
Such people before Lord is very gentle.
这是温柔的性格。
This is the character of meek.
在两周前，在新南区那边有一位弟兄。他诊断出来有直肠癌。
Two weeks ago, a brother at West Office was diagnosed as a colon cancer.
Yeah. 但是当他在聚会当中和弟兄姊妹分享这件事情的时候
，When he shared this news with brothers and sisters,
我们从弟兄身上所彰显出来，实在是这个温柔的性格。
What we see is the gentleness in him.
他经历了主所赐那。出人意外的平安。
He experienced that Lord had given to him.
当他和他的姐妹在那里分享这件时候
，When he shared about this with his wife，
我们实在是感受到他们里面是那样的柔软。
And then we see the gentleness within them.
他们实在是服在神这样的一个安排里面。
They obeyed arrangement by God.
他没有怨言。
They have no complaining.
他们在那里感谢赞美主。
But they thank and praise Lord.
弟兄姐妹，实在是看见从他们身上看见那温柔的性格。
We see gentleness in them.
他们实在是服在神大能的手下。
And then they will obey the mighty power.
无论是福是祸。
And then no matter is blessings or disasters.
他们知道，他们也相信神必有他的美意。
And they know and they believe there is a goodness from the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们在神面前必须是这样一个柔软的人。
And brothers and sisters, before Lord, we need to be a gentle.
所以神可以叫万事都互相效力。
So that Lord can cause everything work for good.
借着这柔软的性格，神试做我们。
Through the gentleness, the Lord will train us.
接下来，主耶稣讲到饥渴慕义的人有福了。
And then talking about blessed are those hunger and thirst for righteousness.
这饥渴慕义呢，就是他在里头呢有一个很深的渴慕。
Because there is a deeply longing.
他渴慕什么呢
？What does he long for?
渴慕义。
The righteousness.
义乃是神的性情。
The righteousness is the character of God.
只有神的生命里头有义。这样的一个性情。
Only God has the character of righteousness.
那今天主要这些天国的子民呢，要我们也有这样一个渴慕。
But the Lord wants the people of kingdom of heaven to belong to.
渴慕神这个义的这个性情。
To belong for the character of the righteousness.
就是我们在我们身上，在我们生活当中，我们就生怕那不义的摸着我们。
So that we will be afraid of unrighteousness.
我们渴望更像神那样的义。
We long to be righteous like Lord.
因着这个渴慕呢
？Because of this longing.
神在我们身上就来制作他的性格。
So Lord can form His character on us.
当我们越学习越操练。
The more we learn and we train,
你发现这个在我们的生命里头那个义的那个要求啊，就越来越高。
So we know you will set up the standard higher.
我们从前虽然已经蒙恩得救了
，even we were saved before.
但是呢，我们随便讲一些话，我们觉得没有问题。
We can talk about things and we don't think it's a problem.
但是借着这个饥渴慕义的这个性格在我们身上建立起来以后
But after we build up the characters to be hunger and thirst for righteousness
同样的话
It's the same word
我们说出来了
After you speak out
我们里头啊会有责备会有感觉
You will feel it
然后呢会要求我们
And you will require
慢慢的连以前觉得可以讲的话经过一段时间我们觉得那个话好像出不了我们的口
And then gradually you will think that such word it should not speak out from you.
觉得饥渴慕义的这个性格在我们身上建立起来呢，会叫我们对义呢更加的敏锐。
to build up the character of hunger and long for the righteousness, it will sharp our sense of the righteous to be righteous.
这个饥渴慕义呢，不是一个外面从外面来的要求。
This is not a requirement from outward.
就是我们随便那样讲话。
Like we just speak whatever we want.
然后呢，有年长的或属灵弟兄呢，常年弟兄、周弟兄跑来跟我们谈谈话。
Maybe the elderly brothers, sisters, or brother Chang and Joe, and come talk to us.
这样子讲话不像主耶稣。
And they will tell you, you speak like this, not like our Lord.
那我们被训话以后呢，我们被提醒了。
After we were reminded,
所以下次呢，好，我们就要尽量啊，要努力，不要讲这样的话。
I mean, we'll try not to speak such words.
弟兄姐妹，这饥渴慕义的时候，若是成形在我们身上
，the right if the character of hunger and thirst for righteousness form in us,
对于这个义和不义的感觉，乃是从里面而有的。
And then you will have the sense of righteous or unrighteous.
不用人从外面来教导、来要求我们。
You do not need people require you to do so.
主的生命在里面啊，会。借着那个灵的感觉来管理我们。
Because the life of the Lord within us, he will teach us.
所以这是一个生命里面生命的一个问题。
This is the issue of our life within.
这是一个生命性格的问题。
This is the issue of the life.
所以我们必须要来培养这饥渴慕义的性格。
So we have to learn to be hunger and thirst for righteousness.
所以我们也能够叫我们能够越来越像我们的主。
So that will be more like our Lord.
接下来讲到连续人的人有福了。
And then talking about blessed are the merciful.
连续就是要宽大计较，不吹毛求疵。
To be merciful is to be generous, not to be picky.
不喜欢显露人的缺点。
You do not tell other people's weaknesses.
喜欢饶恕，喜欢原谅。
You like to forgive others.
他也愿意忍耐。
And then willing to endure.
我就发现啊，我天然生命头有这个问题。
And then I found out I have such problem in my natural flesh.
我们这个人啊，有时候啊就不够宽大。
And then we're not merciful.
你发现很多时候过不去的事情啊，都是很小的事情。
Sometimes many things cause problems. It's just minor things.
就让我们看见我们实在是缺乏这连续的性格。
And then let us to see we are lack of the character to be merciful.
当我们不连续人的时候呢，你发现是我们这个人啊，我们自己会受到很多的捆绑。
If we don't show mercy to others, actually we are bound.
我知道有一个姐妹
，I know a sister，
她再一次不小心啊，再一次不小心在聚会地方呢被人家踩
，And there's one time someone stepped on her feet，
啊踩她脚的那个也是一位姐妹
，It was a sister，
那踩了以后当然就痛啊，痛就会叫嘛
，Of course then she was painful，
那叫呢她就对另外那个姐妹讲说，你为什么踩我的脚
？And then she said to the other sister why she step on my feet，
结果也很稀奇，那个姐妹的反应啊。叫这个姐妹实在是受不了。
And then amazingly, the other sister's response make her feel.
就踩她脚的那个姐妹就回答她说：“谁叫你把脚放在那里
？”The other sister said, "Then why should you stretch your foot over there?"
这件事大事还小事
？Is this a big issue or a minor issue?
当然痛是痛。
Of course, it is painful.
但是我想，总是还是一件小事。
But I think this is just a minor thing.
但经过了十几二十年。
But after 10 or 20 years later,
这个被踩脚的这个姐妹啊，她一直不能够饶恕这个踩她脚的这个姐妹。
The sister who were hurt, and she couldn't forgive the other sister.
后来这个姐妹也被主接去了。踩到别人脚，这个姐妹接走。
And then the sister who made the mistake was went to the Lord.
即使听到这件事情，就。被踩的这个姐妹听到这件事情。
Oh, the one whose feet was stabbed, and then she heard about this.
她心里头还是不能够为她祷告。
And then she still couldn't pray for the other sister.
发现不饶恕人、不怜悯人，那个捆绑啊，是在我们自己身上。
You see that bondage of not showing mercy to others is on us.
所以，一个能够饶恕人、能够连续人的人，他就能够让许多事情过去。
A person who is merciful will let many things go.
他不会一直注意的别人怎么亏待了我们。
He will not focus on what other people ill treat us.
他反而就得着了释放。
But she will be released.
所以这老连续人的性格对我们来说是何等的重要。
So how important it is to be shown mercy.
今天早晨弟兄姐妹，在我们的里面还有没有我们不能够饶恕的人事物？
Is there any people or any that you cannot forgive?
盼望靠着主的恩典，我们来操练这个性格。
By His grace, let's practice this character.
不然，当我们不能够连续、不能够饶恕人的时候
，Otherwise, when we have no able to show mercy to others,
这就成为我们属灵生命成长的一个很大的拦阻。
It will become the stumble of our spiritual life.
所以，我们基督徒需要好好的来培养连续的这个性格。
And as a Christian, we should learn.To show mercy to others.
好像我们属灵生命能够长得快，也长得好。
So that our spiritual life will grow well and fast.
好，那快一点往下。清心的人有福了。
And I say, blessed are the pure in heart.
这清心的人就是心里头清洁，没有掺杂。
There is no mixture. It's pure in heart.
他心里头就有一个单一的目标。
There is only one goal.
就是神的自己。
It's God Himself.
就是心意。
That is the God's heart's desire.
这样一个心里单纯的人呢，他只有生活只有一个目的，就是要侍奉神。
The who has pure heart and the only goal in this person that is to serve God.
他所一生所做的就是要讨神的喜悦。
What he does in his whole life is to please God.
他是要一个为神而活的人。
It's a people who live for the Lord.
这是一个清心的人。
This is a people pure in heart.
如果我们记得何寿恩姐妹
，If we remember Sister Barbara，
就是帮助尼托森弟兄很在属灵上帮助他的一个很重要的一个姐妹。
This is a sister who helped Brother Watchman Nee.
她在她圣经里头写了一句话。
She wrote one word.On her Bible.
这句话也成为尼托森弟兄他一生生活与侍奉的座右铭。
And the sentence become the motto of a Watchman Nee.
就是为己无所求。
And I do not think for myself.
为主求一切。
And I desire everything for the Lord.
这是清心的人。
This is the people.
清心的人，他乃是甘心把自己奉献给神。
And the pure in heart is willing to sacrifice for the Lord.
因着他心里面单一的要满足主的心。
Because he's only longing for the Lord to satisfy.
他就能够看见神，能够看见主。
So he will see the Lord and see God.
所以当我们愿意把自己奉献给主。
If we're willing to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
这就是我们能够认识主，更深的认识主。能够常常看见主的一个很重要的原因。
This is why we can meet our Lord and know our Lord more.
这讲到清心的人。
This is talking about the pure in the heart.
接下来主讲到使人和睦。
And then talking about the peacemakers.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
我们看见主耶稣在十字架上成就了和平。
You know the Lord, He accomplished peace on cross.
叫罪人与神重新。
He reconciled the sinners with God.
他是一位使人和睦的人。
And He's the peacemaker.
不仅叫罪人与神和睦。
Not only sinners reconciled with God.
主也借着十字架拆毁了人与人之间一切不和睦的墙，一切不和睦的拦阻。
He also destroyed the wall between and the stumble between people.
所以我们有神性情、有神生命、有神性情的人，应当也是喜悦使人和睦。
And then for people who has the character of the Lord, and we like to be a peacemakers.
这个使人和睦的性格不单只是在我们。在于我们传福音来说
，and then this character is not only in the matter of share gospel.
在我们传福音，的确，我们乃是叫罪人能够与神和好。
When we share gospel, and then we make the sinners to be reconciled with Lord.
这是一个使人和睦的性格。
This is the character and to be the peacemaker.
但是使人和睦的性格也更是在弟兄姐妹中间。
But it's more like between brothers.
所以和会叫弟兄姐妹之间不和睦的话或事情，我们都不说也不做。
Anything that causes division between brothers and sisters, we should not do or say.
这使人和睦的性格，乃会叫我们 竭力的来保守圣灵里的合一。
The character, to make peace, and then will make us to be one, to be oneness.
在爱里的合一。
And it's the oneness in love.
所以我们知道这是在教会建造上面一个非常重要的性格。
We know this is a very important character to edify church.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹，我们一同也来操练，来培养这使人和睦的性格。
And so let us to learn, to train, and to make peace.
我们不说那破坏和睦的话。
We do not say things that cause problems.
我们也不做一些破坏弟兄姐妹和睦的事情。
We do not do things and then that would break to break peace.
好叫神能够来建造他的教会。
So that Lord can build up church.
能够得着主所要得着的见证。
And then will gain His testimony.
讲到受逼迫。
The last one is called the persecution.
无论是为义受逼迫，或是为主受逼迫。
No matter persecuted for the righteousness or for the Lord.
那我在思想的时候，我发现这受逼迫应该不是一个性格。
And then when I think about this, I think to be persecuted it should not be a character.
但这里呢，却是天国得着天国性格不可缺的一个关键。
But here is one of the characters to gain the kingdom of heaven.
我们看见无论是为义受逼迫为主受逼迫那都有奖赏
We know we see the persecution for the sake of the righteous or for the Lord there was a great reward
主说你们的在天上的赏赐是大的
Lord says the reward is great in heaven
我们看见因为这个赏赐是存到永远
Because this reward is last forever
那受逼迫为义受逼迫为主受逼迫这是什么事是讲的什么呢
What is talking about to be persecuted of the righteousness and then the Lord
它也让我们看见、哦、这个世界的人、啊、他们是恨他们是厌
This is let us to see the world hate Lord
他们拒绝主
They reject Lord
所以当我们到了一不信的人当中
If we go among unbelievers
无论是在我们这里工作环境里头
No matter at work
或者弟兄姐妹都有经验，当我们回到中国，
or you have experience when you go back to China,
在不信的朋友、家人当中，
if you are among the unbelievers like your family and friends,
你发现当你要提主耶稣的时候，
you will discover when you try to mention about the Lord,
当你要讲主耶稣关于主耶稣的事情的时候，
when you try to talk about things about Lord,
你发现你心里头有一个感觉，好像是一个羞耻的感觉，
you probably will feel shameful.
弟兄姐妹，这是让我们看见，这是为义。还有为主受逼迫。
This has led us to see and the persecution for the sake of the righteousness and for the Lord.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们要想起一件事。
But we should be reminded.
当主耶稣为我们、为你、为我的罪被挂在十字架上的时候
，When the hang on the cross for you and for yours and for my sins.
我们的主耶稣，他有没有以我们这些原本可羞耻，他觉得感到羞耻
？Is he felt shameful for us?
若是照着我们的光景
If it's for our situation,
我们的主他根本就不应该为我们挂在十字架上
And he shouldn't crucify it on the cross
因为我们这些人原本都是满了羞耻的人
Because we are full of shame
但是我们的主却爱我们到一个地步
But he loves us to the point
他甘心 愿意为我们被挂在十字架上
He's willing to be crucified on the cross
还不仅如此
Not only so
他还甘愿趁我们这些可羞耻的罪人为他的弟兄
And then he's willing to call those shameful people his brothers.
弟兄姐妹，今天在很多环境当中，我们会需要，我们会面临这样的一个逼迫，叫我们为义为主受逼迫。
And then in our many circumstances, we will face the persecution for the sake of the righteousness and for the sake of the Lord.
但是我们岂不应该为我们的受到羞辱，为我们的主受到逼迫吗？
But shouldn't we be persecuted for the Lord and the righteousness?
主说你们应当欢喜快乐。
And Lord says you should be rejoiced.
因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Because the reward in heaven is great.
盼望我们能够靠着主的恩典。
By the grace of the Lord.
我们能够在义的事上，在为主名的事上，来为主一同受苦。
Let us to suffer for the sake of.Of the Lord and His righteousness.
最后，在彼得后书第一章那里，我很简单、很快的跟弟兄姐妹讲一下这一段的经文。
I'll shortly talking about the Second Peter.
这里让我们看见有就第三节、第四节那边讲到有三 三件很重要的事情。
In chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, talking about three important things.
第一，讲到神的神能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们。
The first is talking about His divine power has shown us everything we need for life and godliness, for our knowledge, and then for Him who called us by His
glory. 第二个重点，他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
The second is in verse 4, it tells He has given us His very and precious promises.
第三个重点在第四节最末了，叫我们得与神的性情有份。
And thirdly is talking about so we can participate in the divine nature.
在这里我们看见父子圣灵三而一神在我们身上所要成就那荣耀的旨意。
Now we see the God Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit will accomplish His will on us.
那个目的是什么？还是叫我们与神的性情有份。
The purpose is He wants us to participate the characters of the God.
我们看见为此主耶稣的生命，神将主的生命赐给了我们。
For this, He gave His life to us.
借这个生命在我们身上来建立起主的性格。
And then through His life, He will build up His characters.
叫我们能够与神的性情有份。
So that we can participate His nature.
叫我们能够像神。
So that we can to be like our Lord.
是马太福音第五章最末了告诉我们，你们要完全，就像天父完全一样。
It's in Matthew chapter 5 that the end it says you need faith like your father.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们靠着天然人的努力
，by our natural enforcement，
我们不可能做到像天父完全一样。
There is no way for us to be perfect like our father.
弟兄姐妹，就算我们靠着我们自己努力，我们一切的生活行事为人做得像天父完全一样。
Even if we try hard to be perfect like our Heavenly Father,
那个仍然不算。
That is doesn't count.
那个是假的。
That is false.
因为那不是从神的生命所生出来。
Because that is not through the life of the Lord.
所以为此感谢赞美主。
And then for this we have to thank our Lord.
神将主的生命放在你我的里面。
Because He gave His life in you and in me.
从这个生命要建立，叫我们能够与神的性情有份。
Through this life He will build us up and then to participate in the divine nature.
第二个重点，让我们看见神将那又宝贵，已经将那又宝贵又极大的应许赐给了我们。
Secondly, He showed us that He gave this great and precious promise to us.
什么是又宝极大的应许呢
？What is the great precious promises?
就讲到我们的主耶稣基督。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们知道神的应许无论有多少，在基督里都是是，都是阿门。
No matter how many promises, and then in Christ there are all amen.
所以这也是神已经做成的。
This is already accomplished by God.
神将主耶稣基督的生命已经放在你我的里面。
He has given His life to us.
然后我们看见，再回到第三节的第一开始，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们。
In verse 3, it says His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness.
这是另一个神已经做成的事情。
There's another thing is already accomplished.
就当我们信主的时候。
When we are saved.
当我们重生得救的时候。
When we were reborn.
神的神能。
His divine nature.
圣灵也赐给了我们。
And then given to us through Holy Spirit.
圣灵也住在我们里面。
And the Holy dwells in us.
圣灵住在我们里面做什么事情呢
？And what does He do when He dwells in us?
他要叫主的灵在我们里面被建立，成为我们的性格。
And then He will make the life of the Lord will be built up and become the characters of us.
圣灵在我们里面要来完成这前进的事情。
And then the Holy Spirit will accomplish the work of the godliness.
前进就是向神。
And the godliness is to be like God.
所以我们看见今天神如何把我们能够磨成像他呢
？And how Lord will mold us to be like Him?
有两件事是神已经做的。
And two things the Lord has done.
第一，神把主耶稣基督的生命赐给了我们。
First of all, He gave the life of the Lord to us.
第二，神的神能，神把圣灵赐给了我们。
And secondly, He sent Holy Spirit to us.
所以今天见这两样最重要的事情，神在我们身上要来建立这天国的性格。
And through these most important things, Lord will build up the characters of the kingdom of heaven to us.
叫我们得与神的性情有份。
So that we can participate the nature of God.
越来越像我们的神。
They will be more and more like our God.
那我们的责任是什么？
But what's our abilities?
是彼得后书第一章啊，我们刚刚读的第十一节那边。第十、第十一节那边告诉我们。
In Second Peter, chapter 1 verse 10 and 11 tells us.
这里我提到一个很简单的一件事情。
There's a simple thing just mentioned here.
就彼得这里劝勉我们说，弟兄们要殷勤。
It says, brothers, be diligent.
要分外的殷勤。
Make more effort.
我们要殷勤竭力做成得救的功夫。
We need to be diligent and then to accomplish our work.
简单的说，就是要配合圣灵在我们身上的工作。
And then, simply speaking, that we will be cooperate the work of the Holy Spirit.
好叫神能够在我们身上来做成这些天国的性格。
So that Lord can form the characters of the kingdom of heaven on us.
叫我们都能够丰丰富富。进神的国
so that we can be richly entered the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姐妹，有一件事情我必须要提醒你我。
There's one thing I should remind you and I.
就是我们人的心思来说。
And for our
我们蒙恩得救，罪得赦，将来能够上天堂，我们已经很满意了。
We will be satisfied after we were saved and we can go to heaven.
那弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常自私的一个想法。
This is a very selfish thing.
我们满意。
We are satisfied.
但神的心满意了吗？
But is the God's heart to be satisfied?
神的心何等盼望每一个他所爱、他所拯救的人。
But His heart's desire is He hopes all people who were saved by Him.
当主耶稣回来的时候
，When the Lord returns,
我们都能够丰丰富富的、满有他的性格来进到那荣耀的国度里。
We will be entered the glorious kingdom with the characters of kingdom of heaven.
今天神是这样子爱了我们。
The Lord loved us so much.
神这样子的救了我们。
He saved us.
神在我们身上有这样一个荣耀的心意。
He has the glorious desire on us.
我们能够拿什么来报答他的恩典？
But how can we answer his grace?
我们岂不应该把自己再献给他？
Shouldn't we consecrate ourselves to him?
让神能够在我们身上来做成他所的心意。
So that he can accomplish his work.
盼望我们都能够在生活当中借着我们的顺服。
Hope through the humbleness in our life.
顺服圣灵在我们里面一切的带领。
Hope the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
顺服神在环境中一切的安排。
And then follow all the circumstances that God arranged.
让神能够将主耶稣基督的性格制作在我们身上。
So may the Lord will form His characters on us.
叫我们能够越来越像他。
So that we'll be more and more like Him.
愿这成为我们心里面真实的祷告和呼求。
May this to be our deeply prayer and our cry.
说主。我愿像你。
So Lord, I would like to be like you.
让我们一起低头，再有点祷告。主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，你向着我们的恩召有何等的指望
？And your calling to us has such hope.
主，你要把每一个你所救赎、所买赎回来的人
，And then all of us who you are saved.
主，你要来制作我们。
You will come to mold us.
一切美好的性格都制作在我们身上。
You will build up all the goodness, all the good characters on us.
主，我们感谢你，你已经将你的生命赐给我们。
We thank you have already given your life to us.
主，我们也感谢你将圣灵赐给我们，住在我们里面。
We thank you to send the Holy Spirit and dwell in us.
主，愿我们更多的来顺服。
Let us to humble more.
主，我们更愿意的来舍己，背起十字架。
That is more to be willing to take cross and to deny.
这一切的性格早日的成型在我们身上。
So that to your the characters will be formed in us early.
主，叫我们成为你在地上的见证。
Let us to be the testimony on earth for you.
主，也叫我们成为一般催促你再回来的一般人。
Let us to be the people to urge you come.
主，愿全地充满你的荣耀。
May the glory be filled on earth.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.